Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away. Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance, and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Listen to the Friday Night Fights. It's W on the Phone in Medford, Massachusetts.
Hey, woman. Hey, woman! Listen here. Since your old man ain't got no heart, maybe you'd like to see a real man. I bet you stay up late every night dreaming you had a real man, don't you? I tell you what, bring your pretty little self over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
Songs About Being Bad is round one. My name is Chris Earl. I'm here with Jim and Matt and Jason.
Hey, little girl, I'm in a world. I've been a bad, bad boy. I'm on my knees. Forgive me, please. I've been a bad, bad boy. I'm not the man you think I am. I give you warning. You wake up and find me gone some sunny morning. Such a change in me. I'm making you forget your resolution to run and hide from this confusion. You've got to face it. I'm a loser.
just a clown. When I'm down and while you sleep, I softly weep. I've been a bad, bad boy. Here come the night, we'll be alright. I've been a bad, bad boy. Just hold my hand, I'll take you where the sun and moon are always shining. One fine day, you're gonna turn to me and see a silver.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Friday Night Fights. It is the beginning of round one. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with Jason Haritunian. I am here with Jim McDermott, and I am here with Matt Gazzetta. How are you guys doing?
Couldn't
Excellent.
Be better.
Doing great. Thanks for asking.
It's so nice to have Jim's in here quite a bit, but Jason and Matt have not been here in quite a long time here at WMFO. However, they have been on the show before when it was time travel, of course. And I'm glad to have you guys back.
Glad to be back. We don't have that smooth radio voice like Jim, but
not even close.
No, you guys are all great. Every show that we did was always great. I'm glad to have you guys
back. A lot
back.
Of fun.
And and it's fun because I think of like getting together now, especially now that we're all, you know, getting to middle age. I'd say we're all at middle age, right? In our 50s, and it's like it's hard to get together. Everybody's got their families and friends and their own schedule, and it's like, well, you know what? I still got this radio show, and I try to do it every week, and I'm like, I'll try to get some invites in, and you know, and it's nice to have it when people are available and the stars align, you know, one week, and we're able to do this all again. So, Friday Night Fights here. We basically do a song from a decade and usually a few different decades. Today we're going to do the 1960s, the 1980s, and the 2000s. So that first one was a song about being bad. That was a guy named Paul Jones with I've Been a Bad Boy. And then we're going to do one from the 80s from a guy called Carl Carlton with She's a Bad Mama Jamma. And Garbage is going to be later on with Bad Boyfriend. And the judges here, Jason and Jim and Matt, they're going to tell us what they think and what they choose. And you guys can choose as well in the listening audience. If you go to WMFO.org, DJ chat, WMFO, I will be able to take your votes. So round one is going to be songs about being bad. So before we go to the next bad song, any shout outs you guys might want to do, Jason and then Jim, Matt, you want to say a brief intro, a hello to somebody, go ahead.
Hello to the Tufts community and my family.
Very good.
Oh, I have nothing.
Jim, nothing. He's ready to play. All right.
Hi, Ma.
And then Matt says hello to Ma out there. Is she listening?
She was earlier. She misunderstood. She's texting me. She's like, oh, I like the music. I'm like, we're not on yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she's going to like this next one, I think. This one is from the 80s. It is Carl Carlton, She's a Bad Mama Jenna. Every round will be about 10 minutes, and then we will listen to the judges speak. And if there's any tiebreakers, I will do the vote at the end. Otherwise, you guys can vote as well. And there's a phone number, 2-855-915-WMFO. I will take calls for votes and votes only. So if you want to call in and make a brief vote, you can. So here we go. Carl Carlton, Bad Mama Jamma, Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford.
She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy. She's real, she's oh, she's tight. Got all the curves a man like. She's real, she's oh, she's tight. Got all the curves a man like. Look at her, she's a bad man, my Gemma. Just as fine as she can be. She's boxy, classy, oh, sexy, sassy. She's heavenly, a treat for the eye to see. She's real, she's oh, she's that. Got all the curves of man like. She's real, she's oh.
In the middle of round one here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle, here with you until 8 p.m. I'm here with Jason and Jim and Matt, and they are my guest judges tonight. Songs about being bad. Here comes the selection from the 2000s. It's Garbage.
I got a fever, come check it and see. There's something burning and rolling in me. We may not last, but we'll have fun till it ends. Come on, baby, be my bad boyfriend. I wanna hear you call out my name. I wanna see you burn up in flames. Keep you on ice so I can show all my friends. Come on, baby, be my bad boyfriend.
for my bad boyfriend. If you can't love me, honey, go on, just pretend. Oh, say something special for the very end. If you can't love me, honey, go on, just pretend. Come on.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Friday Night Fights. We've got a little samba in the background, a little instrumental while we're discussing songs about being bad, everybody. Jason and Jim and Matt are now going to discuss which song they liked the best. Was it the guy from Manfred Mann, which was Paul Jones with I've Been a Bad, Bad Boy from the 1960s, representing the group Sergeant Hendrix? The 1960s. Carl Carlton with She's a Bad Mama Jamma from the 1980s. Or was it Garbage with Bad Boyfriend? And I will start with any of you. What are you guys' initial thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, I'll analyze all three songs. First, Bad Bad Boy brings back to a simple time for music. Love the song, love the melody.
Yep.
Didn't realize it was the gentleman from Manfred Mann.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Garbage song. I'm kind of leaning towards that only because there's a running debate in my household because my wife doesn't remember going to see Garbage back in the 2000s.
Oh, that must have been great.
Yeah, it must have been. She's convinced she didn't see them. I remember. I remember Shirley dressing the crowd, everything.
Yep. Yeah.
But I have to go with Bad Mama Jamma because it brings me back to a time where I had a full head of hair.
Sure, sure. Nice.
Simple as that.
All right, so we got one for Carl Carlton. She's a Bad Mama Jamma. All right, Matt or Jim, go ahead.
I'll go?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I prefer the middle one. Just like that seemed more like a 70s deal than an 80s deal, but I guess... You know, time-wise, it must have been.
You like the Bad Mama Jamma?
I do. I like
it
to
was,
say that,
It was
too.
From 1980.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah,
right there.
So it is kind of 70s.
Right
on
the cusp. Yeah, right there. It's yep. A, yeah, got in under the wire.
Very good.
Yeah, you know what? We're unanimous on that. I think that was the one song that actually got me moving around a little bit in my seat and as I was cooling myself off next to the air conditioner.
It's a great tune.
Shaking my butt a little.
To me, it would be like, and we all at one point went to a roller skating rink in the 80s, right?
Exactly.
I mean, more
like
of age, where people were like smoking and drinking, or like, you know, we were all underage, and it's like there was just, you go down, some of them you had to go down the stairs. I remember one in Lowell, I think, or Lawrence, you had to go down the stairs to get into the roller rink. And
oh,
it was
the one
like,
off the rotary at Lawrence.
Yeah, it was like this seedy little place, but it was special for anybody who was under 18 years old, because nobody else was there that were adults. They just let you do your thing.
Yeah, you take a ride to Chess King, get some Cavaricis.
Yeah, that's right. And some Z Cavarich. Yeah.
Striped shirt. And
I might have had my parachute pants on for that. I think the Cavarichis were
MC
after
The MC Hammer
that.
Parachute pants. So I have to say, when I put these together, I at least like all the songs that I'm putting together. And I actually didn't give a favorite when I'm putting these through. And as much as I like that, my vote would go to Shirley Manson and Bad Boyfriend because it's just such a kick-ass song. And I really think they were a really cool band. As much as I love the other two. And, you know, the guy from Manfred Mann, I think the biggest song they did was Signs, maybe? Manfred Mann band did that sign song. Blinded by the Light, the Springsteen tune, too.
Yeah.
But great stuff. So if anybody else wants to put in a vote right now, the 80s are winning. And the 80s team name is Decadence. And I went with Slim Idols is the 2000s. So like Slim Shady and American Idol for the 2000s. So those are the unofficial band names for the decades. Instead of just saying the 60s, 80s or the 2000s, it's Sergeant Hendrix or Team Decadence or Slim Idols. We will go to round two. This should be self-explanatory. There's a band that has been around for over 60 years. It's the Rolling Stones, and they've had hits in every single decade. So we're going to listen to one from the 60s. We're going to listen to one from the 80s, and we're going to listen to one from the 2000s. And you guys tell me next, what is your favorite Rolling Stones song for round two? All right, we're all ready to go. Round two, Friday Night Fights, WMFO in Medford.
Sound of Martin George's feet, though.
WMFO in Medford. Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl and Jason and Jim and Matt. And here we go, round two. Best Rolling Stone song. Was it the 60s, the 80s, or the 2000s? 2013. Doom and Gloom, Hang Fire was from 1981. And starting us off was Street Fightin' Man from Beggar's Banquet from 1968. So you guys go ahead. Anybody want to jump in with your favorite Stone song for that round?
I'll start this one. I'm going to go with Hang Fire. It was, I don't think I liked it at the time, but it brought me back. So, I don't know, it kind of brought me back to the coming of age.
Sure, sure.
Time in life, so.
Bad yep. Mama Jamma and Hang Fire. It's like MTV all
yeah,
over again.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, both of them. All right.
So, the Street Fighting Man for me, definitely.
Street Fighting Man from 68.
A great time.
Yeah.
For music, too.
I'm going to go with Hang Fire because I just love that album, Tattoo You. Any song from there is will always be one of my favorites.
Yeah, Waiting on Friend. We were talking about that a little offline. Another great song. I think Little TNA is also on there. Great song. Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the one. She's My Little Rock and Roll. The Keith Richards singing, right?
I thought, was that Keith Richards or was it somebody else? I thought it was somebody else in the band.
I don't know. I always thought it was Keith Richards on that one. Yeah.
Me and my buddy George rode our bikes up to the Berwicka Mall to see Let's Spend the Night Together when it was playing
cinema.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool, just a concert movie, but it was great.
Yeah, nice. It's funny, like, you think of the Rolling Stones, and it's like, they've been around longer than we've all been alive. I mean, they started before we were alive. It's just incredible.
Like, well before we were alive, too. They were, 63 or so?
Yeah, 63 is pretty much when they brought out their first single, I believe.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, they're finishing up. The 50th tour was 2013, which is where that Doom and Gloom song came from. And when that came out, it was released, on iTunes. It was streaming, and I'm like, this is a good song. I'm like, for a band that's 50 years old, that's a pretty good song. And the other song they released that year was great. And, I got that new album, and, it's okay. It's nothing special, but it's still the Stones, and they still sound good. And anybody that's seen the concerts, this past year, I'm sure they enjoyed it. I saw them the last couple rounds up at Foxborough. It was just a beautiful July night, and it's just fun, It's as you get older, it's tougher going into crowds and doing sporting events and concerts and stuff, but it's like, it's still a lot of fun.
It is. We've got this Metallica thing coming up in August. It's a Friday night and a Sunday night. It's going to be it's going to be insane.
So Friday and Sunday, what do you do on Saturday? Rest?
Recover. Hydrate, recover.
Yeah. That's fun. This next round we've got is round three. So if anybody else wants to vote on that one, I should actually vote for the Stones. I actually like Hang Fire, too. As much as I love Street Fightin' Man and all the 60s stuff, Hang Fire, to me, was just a great song. And it's short and it's quick. It's only 2 minutes and 21 seconds. And they don't say a whole lot in there, but it just kicks ass. And you just see Mick prancing at his best, during that song. I always visualize that. And who doesn't like, skinny Mick dancing around in his wife beater t-shirt, and that that blue wife beater, and he had some red pants or something, and it was just like that was their first U.S. tour, I think, was in the 81, so that was big.
Start Me Up on that album too.
Start Me Up was the lead of that.
That was the video where he was doing the chicken dance.
Yeah, just awesome. So this next round is going to be round three, and it's the color round. So it's going to be a song about a color from the 60s, the 80s, or the 2000s. If anybody else would like to vote for the Rolling Stones' best song, you can call in, you could private message me, you could send a message on Facebook, if you got my Facebook ID there, or you can do it on DJ Chat at WMFO.org. You can do round one or round two, and we will announce the winners as we go here. But for now, round three, it is the color round. I'm here with Jason Haritunian. I'm here with Jim McDermott and Matt Gazzetta are my guests today, live in the studio. It's the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford. Here comes round three.
Coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder coming down that railroad track. It's the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back. Well, I'm going down to Florida and get some sand in my shoe. Or maybe California and get some sand in my shoe. I'll ride that Orange Blossom Special and lose these New York blues.
Say, man, when are you going back to Florida?
When am I going back to Florida? I don't know. Don't reckon I ever will.
Ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York?
Oh, I don't care if I do die, do die, do die, do die, do die. Hey, talk about a rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about a travel. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that Orange Blossom Special rolling down the seaboard line.
It's the color round. The color is white. The song is White Weddings, Billy Idol.
Start again. Wow. There is no nothing fair in this world. There is nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world.
We are in the middle of round three. It's the color round. We heard the Orange Blossom Special. We heard White Wedding. And now for the 2000s, it is Coldplay with Yellow. Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford.
Shine for you. Look how-
Coldplay with Yellow. That was their breakthrough single from the year 2000 here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl. I'm here with Jason and Jim and Matt, and they are my three celebrity judges here today in the studio. And we did a color round. So we started out with the Orange Blossom Special from Johnny Cash. And then we had White Wedding, which is actually called White Wedding Part 1. There were parts 1 and 2 on that Billy Idol song. And there was part 1 on one side of the 45 and part 2 on the other side of the 45 that pretty much sounded the same. And then we had Coldplay again with Yellow. So anybody want to start off with that one?
I'll lead off.
Go ahead.
So not a fan at all of Billy Idol. Never liked him.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Can't stand him.
All right.
It's one of those things that you hear the song too many times, especially then, like, it, and you just, I can't stomach him. Although I do like him in the Adam Sandler movie.
Right. You don't talk like that to Billy Idol.
Yeah. No, that was terrific.
Yeah.
A great cameo. But I could do, if I never heard a Billy Idol song again, that would be just fine by me.
All right, so we got either Coldplay or we got Johnny Cash for Jim. What is it?
Love Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Always going to be Johnny Cash.
All right, that's good. Yeah, all right, that's good. That's one for Johnny Cash. I do have to say there was someone that texted me just a moment ago that voted for Billy Idol, so thank you for sending me that on the DJ chat. You can go to WMFO.org, DJ chat, and get your votes in for either round one, two, or three. Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jason or Matt, with your pick.
I'm going to go with Coldplay.
Jason's going with Coldplay.
Fully prepared to go with Billy Idol, but Yellow's a great song, and I think it's worthy of the top spot.
Interesting. All right. So we got votes all around. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Johnny Cash as well. I mean, I like Billy Idol. I don't dislike him, but like Jim said, a lot of those songs, they just got so overplayed. I don't think I'd ever heard that Johnny Cash song. In fact, I was pretty surprised. I mean, I liked that Coldplay song. It's just not, I don't know, Johnny Cash will always be my pick if he's up against a band like Coldplay.
I was a big fan of Coldplay, but also, like, now, since they've been around, I mean, they've been around over 20 years now, and that song came out in 2000. It's 24 years old, and I always liked that song, but there's better Coldplay songs, and I think going up against Johnny Cash and Billy Idol, I have to pick Billy Idol every time, because I remember the video. I remember him taking that ring and putting it down on the girl's finger, and it bled. And we were all like, "What the hell? What is going on here?" That little sadomasochistic stuff that Billy Idol did in all of his videos, you know, it was a little odd.
So, does Coldplay go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next year? Because that'll be 25 years.
They
right?
could, yeah.
I bet
could.
They do.
Yeah, I bet they will. Hmm. Yeah, yeah, they could be. But yeah, I think it's 25 years. You got to be 25 years before you're eligible.
Side note, a great Billy Idol song that you've probably never heard and you might like is Prodigal Blues.
Prodigal Blues, very good Billy Idol song. Yes. So right now, the color round, so with the person online, we actually have a tie between the 60s and 80s. We have Johnny Cash with 2, and we have Billy Idol with 2, and we have Coldplay with 1. So yeah, if you want to... Is that right? Yeah, because Jason gave Coldplay 1, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all right, so that one's tied right now. It looks like the winner of Bad People is the 80s, and the winner for Rolling Stone song looks like it's going to be Hang Fire. However, people could put in their votes if they like, and that can change as well. It's the Friday Night Fights here at WMFO in Medford. What we are going to do next is a hot round. It has been warm lately, so I'm going to do some songs about being hot. They're going to all have hot in the title. And before we do that, I thought maybe you guys could give an idea of what you do to stay cold. I'm sorry, what you do to stay cool during the hot weather. Any of you guys like to go in the pool or just take ice cubes and stick them on your head or what? What's a good thing to do in the summer to get cool?
I have my white trash hot tub.
Sure.
That I didn't put the heat on.
Nice.
So, yeah, I just go dunk myself in that.
Yeah. It's like a Tony Robbins light or something like that. You know, I always got the circular the
old,
pool and he
Coleman.
Jumps in. Yeah.
It's a Coleman.
It's a Coleman?
Yeah,
hot
it's
tub?
A Coleman
no
hot tub.
Wow.
And you could deflate it and then put it away for the winter or whatever.
Very nice.
But I hooked it up and I'm like, you know, I don't really want to be in a hot tub right now. So it's like a little mini pool. And, yeah, so I got to go get some junk cars, put those out in the front yard and really work it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Any tips from Matt or Jason?
Yeah, just, you know, wear as little as possible, depending on the where you are and what you're doing. But keep the air conditioner on at a reasonable temperature. And if you get overheated like I do often, just take a quickie shower. Not too cold at first because you'll shock your body. It's not good for you.
But
get in there and just gradually get it colder and colder. And then, you know, hope you're not sweating the moment you step out again.
Yep. I always used to say at work, you know, when the girls, the young girl, the petites, they'd always be cold all the time. And I'm like, you can put on a sweater. I can't take off my pants. You can't do that at work. So, you know. Jason, how about yourself? What do you do to stay cool in the summer?
I'm fortunate. My office and my car both have adequate air conditioning. Never an issue unless I'm out for a couple hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
The heat doesn't bother me that much.
Very nice. Very good. I like a nice ice cream cone. I went to the Dandelions in Tewksbury, and I got myself a cone. It was like $5 and change, and I'm like, that's reasonable to get a nice big cone with Jimmy's on it. They still call them Jimmy's, and I'm happy about that, and they should. They should. That's right. Chocolate Jimmy's.
You sound
sprinkles
terrible.
Is gay.
You sound like a moron when you say sprinkles.
Yeah,
as
it's gay.
An adult. You shouldn't
gay.
Say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sprinkles are the things that aren't brown.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I got the brown all over me after eating the Jimmy's because I like to just attack that cone. Yeah. I don't lick it. I like bite it. So, of course, you know, the Jimmy's get all over me. So if there's like a dog around, usually they love me because they just eat it off me. Yeah. So the next
learning new things about Chris.
That's right. So the next thing is the hot round. So I'm going to give you hot. And the first one is going to be from the 60s. This is Sly and the Family Stone with Hot Fun in the Summertime here on the Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford. Songs about being hot. That's Sly and the Family Stone with the 60s. Coming up next is the 80s. It's going to be a hard one to beat. It's Van Halen, Hot for Teacher. We'll be right back.
wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year? Ministers, we're back! Yeah.